Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Built. If you pay rent, it's time to turn your rent game around with Built Rewards. Built is the greatest thing ever. It takes something that you're doing anyway, which is paying your rent or your mortgage, and getting you points on it, which you would never get otherwise. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. All you have to do is pay your rent every month through the Built Rewards app, the same way you would with any credit card, and you watch the Built points roll in. Since I started using Built, I was able to attain gold airline status on an airline that I had not flown, so then when I did fly it, it was a way better experience, just because I used Built to pay my mortgage. It's really such a genius and efficient concept, and you can put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or towards a future rent payment or any payment. I really cannot recommend Built enough, so go earn points by paying your rent or your mortgage right now when you go to joinbuilt.com/morning. 7 humanitarian aid workers with Chef Jose Andres' organization, the World Central Kitchen, were killed in Gaza by Israeli airstrikes yesterday. Aid workers with the convoy had just unloaded over 100 tons of food before it was hit multiple times. This has sparked strong condemnation from governments worldwide, and it's particularly egregious because the convoy of the 3 World Central Kitchen vehicles were clearly marked and had already notified the IDF of their movements. Aside from general condemnation, there has already been a ton of fallout from this. Not only is it possible that this will threaten to set back efforts to open the maritime corridor to allow aid into Gaza, but now several other aid groups are suspending food deliveries due to the physical risk to their aid workers. This has already intensified protests within Israel calling for Prime Minister Netanyahu to resign. Personally, don't see that happening on his own volition. Protests were so heated outside of Netanyahu's home in Jerusalem yesterday that they devolved into what Israeli police called a riot. For his part, Netanyahu said that he, quote, deeply regrets the tragic incident, which one? And claimed that the strike on the World Central Kitchen staff was a, quote, tragic case of our forces unintentionally hitting innocent people. You do have to wonder what was the point of marking their vehicles and corresponding with the IDF, if not to prevent this exact type of tragic case. Yesterday, the Oklahoma State Supreme Court heard arguments regarding whether 2 survivors of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre should receive reparations. The 2 survivors of the massacre, Lessie Benningfield Randall and Viola Fletcher, are both 109 years old. They filed a public nuisance lawsuit alleging that they are the victims of state-sponsored violence for their race. Their case had previously been dismissed but was appealed to the state Supreme Court, which is now faced with a decision that I'm sure the country is completely ready to handle rationally. Today we have a bit more information about the company that stepped up to provide Donald Trump with a $175 million bond in order to prevent his assets from being seized to pay his civil fraud penalty. The lender, Knight Specialty Insurance Company, is owned by a man named Don Hankey. He is an auto empire king whose net worth is estimated around $7 billion and who has made his money in subprime auto loans. Hankey told reporters that he has never met or spoken with Trump personally, though he did vote for him. In addition to that, Hankey is the largest investor in a company called Axos Bank, which refinanced Trump's loans on Trump Tower for $200 million and Trump International Doral for $125 million. In other words, he has a strong interest in Donald keeping his assets, even though Hankey told reporters that he was not aware of those loans until after they were issued. Maybe it's just a convenient affinity from one Donald to another. For our final story today, a California state lawmaker has introduced new legislation known as a Right to Disconnect bill, which would give employees the right to ignore texts, emails, and calls from their employers after hours, unless otherwise dictated in a contract or in case of emergencies and scheduling purposes. The punishment would be a $100 fine for an employer that calls more than 3 times. I can't imagine someone would do that unless it was an emergency. By the way, France passed a similar law in 2017. As any viewer of Emily in Paris is well aware. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Built. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. So pay your rent every month through the Bilt Rewards app and watch the Bilt points roll in. You can then put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or towards a future rent payment. You can earn points now by paying rent when you go to joinbilt.com/morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.